I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's Friday. It's gorgeous weather. Mm-hmm. We got $100 on the line. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Let's do it.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Whoa! Here we go.
We are playing from all different angles, yeah. Jacob.
We are playing with Jason today. Good morning, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I've never been better, and that is a fact.
Wow.
Well, that stunned him. All right.
Okay.
Jason, I'm going to...
I'll see you.
Katie's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Then we're going to bring her back, and I'm going to ask her the same 5 questions. We're going to see which one of you two is smarter, okay?
All right.
All right, $100 on the line. Question 1, police are still looking for 22-year-old Gabby Pedito, and her boyfriend is still not talking to police. The two were traveling the country in a van when she stopped communicating with her family, and her boyfriend showed back up and immediately got a lawyer and refused to talk to the cops. Ooh. She was last seen alive in Grand Teton National Park, which is in what state?
Utah.
Question 2. The musical Hamilton has officially come to Sacramento finally and premiered at the brand new Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center. It's the first show in the new theater that replaced the Sacramento Community Center in downtown Sac. The musical is one of the greatest shows of all time and is about Alexander Hamilton. True or false, Hamilton was never president?
True.
Question 3, it was announced that Warner Brothers is going to do a remake of The Bodyguard, the romantic drama starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. As soon as the news got out, Twitter started dreamcasting it, and Lizzo and Chris Evans is what everyone is now trying to vision board. This even got back to Lizzo, who took to TikTok to say that she would absolutely be down for this. What mega hit Whitney Houston song came from The Bodyguard soundtrack? 3 seconds.
I don't know.
Okay. Question 4. The U.S. Capitol is currently surrounded with security fencing and the National Guard is there because there is a protest there tomorrow in support of the insurrectionists that attacked the Capitol on January 6th. The Department of Homeland Security is anticipating possibly violent attacks, even though only about 700 people are expected to attend. The U.S. Capitol is at one end of the National Mall. What monument is on the other side of the National Mall facing it?
That would be the Lincoln Memorial.
And finally, a prominent lawyer in South Carolina named Alex Murdaugh is in a whole heap of trouble. He hired someone to kill him so his son could get a $10 million life insurance policy. The problem is he survived getting shot in the head. And now he's arrested for that, but he's also under investigation for the death of his wife, their other son, as well as a housekeeper, too. If he would have succeeded, but his hired killer needed to take 15% of the life insurance policy, how much would his son get then?
$8.5 million.
All righty, Katie! We are live on Instagram and 106.5. Say hi to Kevin. Make him feel wanted and loved.
Oh, that's nice. I want and love you, Kevin.
All righty. I'm going to ask you the same five questions. You're defending $100. Question one, police are still looking for 22-year-old Gabby Pedito, and her boyfriend is still not talking to police. The two were traveling the country in a van when she stopped communicating with her family, and her boyfriend showed up and immediately got a lawyer and refused to talk to the cops. She was last seen alive in the Grand Teton National Park. What state is that in? 3 seconds. Three.
Arizona.
Nope. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Question two, the musical Hamilton has officially come to Sacramento finally and premiered at the brand new Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center. It's the very first show in the new theater that replaced the Sacramento Community Center in downtown Sac.
Kind of makes me sad.
I need to see the new one before I get sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The musical is one of the greatest shows of all time, and it's about Alexander Hamilton. True or false, Hamilton was never president.
True. He was never president.
That is correct. Question three. It was announced that Warner Brothers is going to do a remake of The Bodyguard, the romantic drama.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. As soon as the news got out, Twitter started dreamcasting it, and Lizzo and Chris Evans is what everyone is now trying to vision board.
So it's a comedy?
Why would that be a comedy?
I can't see them, like, I don't know, being super serious like Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
I can't.
Also, like, no offense to Lizzo, doesn't Kevin Costner pick Whitney Houston up and, like, run through something holding her like a baby?
He does. It's the classic scene. So maybe it would be a comedy. Never mind. Just run, Lizzo. Run. You can send your emails to katie@endonline.com.
It's just physics.
It's just physics, guys. He's not really Captain America. This got back to Lizzo, though, who took to TikTok to say that she would absolutely be down for this.
Yeah, I bet she would.
What mega hit Whitney Houston song came from the Bodyguard soundtrack?
I Will Always Love You.
That's right. Do you know what it's a cover from? Who did the original?
Dolly Parton.
That is correct also.
Wow. Come on. Come on, Gavin.
Come on. Come on, Gavin. The question four, the U.S. Capitol is surrounded with security fencing and the National Guard is there right now because there's a protest tomorrow in support of the insurrectionists that attacked the Capitol on January 6th. The Department of Homeland Security is anticipating possibly violent attacks, even though only about 700 people are expected to attend. The U.S. Capitol is at one end of the National Mall. What monument is on the other end facing it?
The Lincoln Memorial.
That is correct. Clapping. Question five. A prominent lawyer in South Carolina named Alex Murdo is in a whole heap of trouble. He hired someone to kill him so his son could get a $10 million life insurance policy. The problem is he survived getting shot in the head, and now he's arrested for that, but also under investigation for the death of his wife, the death of his son, as well as the death of his housekeeper.
So was it... So the wife that is the mother of the son he was trying to give $10 million to?
That is correct.
And then
He's dead.
By that same woman?
That is correct. And their housekeeper.
I don't think he killed them.
We're going to find out.
He was willing to get killed for his kid.
Maybe the other life insurance policies didn't pay off, or maybe that money's gone. I don't know. The story is insane.
Okay. Yeah, it's wacky.
There are so many twists to that story. Mm-hmm. If he would have succeeded... But the hired killer needed 15% of the life insurance policy. How much money would his son get then?
And it was $10
million? It was.
What? And it's how much?
$10 million. 15%.
I don't... How does a person know how to do that? Just...
Three seconds. Three. Two.
$100,000.
Nope. Oh.
We could ask Jason how he did it.
Well, probably with a calculator.
Jason! Wow. Did you hear that?
No, it was not a calculator. The calculator was my brain.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sure.
Oh, my God. The answer was $8.5 million.
All right, did he get it right?
He did get it right.
He did.
All right, here we go.
How shocking.
We're playing for $100, Jason versus Katie. The final score is Jason 3, Katie 3. It's a tie!
It's a tie!
Wow. Congratulations, Katie. We had $20 to the jackpot for Monday. Jason, I am very sorry. What is it that you want to say?
I am just as smart as Katie today.
Yes, you are. Human calculator, nonetheless.
Human calculator. That's what they call them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.